My name is Ketsia, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Conceta L. Miranda, C-O-N-C-E-T-T-A, middle initial L, last name M-E-R-E-N-D-A. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is related to FSGS, Perry-Hyler variant, confirmed by a biopsy completed in 2013, as well as nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, period. Hyperuricemia also plays a role in this CKD, as well as anemia, period. The patient was, since the last visit, the patient was hospitalized from November 1st to November 5th with GI bleed, status post colonoscopy and cauterization by Dr. Ferretti, F-E-R-R-E-T-T-I, at Highlands Hospital, period. She is doing better now with improving HNH, period. Her kidney functions have remained stable with BUN of with a BUN of 47 from 26, creatinine of 1.6 from 1.3, and a GFR of 31 from 38, period. The kidney functions have fluctuated between stage 3B and 4 over the past few visits and is currently at a stage 3B, period. The patient has nephrotic range proteinuria with recent urine protein to creatinine ratio of 1,253 milligrams and urine microalbumin to creatinine ratio of 844 milligrams, period. This level of proteinuria has improved from the last visit despite cessation of the Kerendia, period. The last urine protein to creatinine ratio was 1,896 milligrams, period. Currently, she is not taking any medication to improve the proteinuria. And we have decided to continue to monitor for now since the patient is very reluctant to start any other new medications, period. She was on the Kerendia 20 milligrams. However, due to unfavorable side effects, which according to the Kerendia were unusual, the guidelines of the Kerendia were unusual. However, the patient states she felt better once she stopped taking the Kerendia. Period. We discussed restarting at a lower dose of 10 milligrams. However, she still refused. Period. She does present with bilateral peripheral edema, 1+. So we recommend, although the amlodipine can cause peripheral edema, we recommended that she decreases her intake of sodium to 2 grams in 24 hours, as well as overall fluid intake to 45 to 50 ounces, depending on her weight and edema, level of edema, period. For instance, if she weighs 2 to 3 pounds or greater than her usual weight and she experiences more edema than usual, we recommend restricting closer to 45 ounces of fluids and to take her furosemide. However, if she weighs less than her usual weight and she notices dryness of the skin or and lips, to prevent dehydration, we recommend drinking closer to 50 ounces of fluids and to hold the diuretic, period. The patient is given written information and she verbalizes understanding, period. Next line, FSGS. Which is the cause for her proteinuria and CKD, period. As previously stated, she has non-selective proteinuria of 1,253 milligrams and selective proteinuria of 844 milligrams. Period. We will continue to monitor at this time. She is currently taking Losartan, 25 milligrams daily. We recommend continuation of that and a decreased overall protein intake of 60 grams in 24 hours, as well as a diet that is high in plant-based foods and low in processed foods, period. Next line, vitamin D deficiency. Which is under control with vitamin D3 supplementation, 2,000 units. Her recent vitamin D level is 82. Next line, iron deficiency anemia related to blood loss secondary to GI bleed. She has an upcoming appointment next week with Dr. Ferretti, F-E-R-R-E-T-T-I, gastroenterologist, period. Her HNH has improved. Her most recent one was 10% and 32%, period. She did receive blood transfusions in the hospital and has home health care provider monitoring her levels at home, period. Next line, she also follows up with Dr. Ahmed at the Cancer Center. Next line, atrial fibrillation. She is still taking the Xarelto, but every other day. Next line, hyperuricemia with uric acid level of 8.9. This could be related to hemoconcentration secondary to the GI bleed and anemia. So we will repeat the uric acid level. We recommended diet that is low in urine-rich food. Period, we discussed with the patient our recommendations and have provided her with written information on the recommended dietary adjustments. Period. We will follow up in 2 to 3 weeks via telehealth to review the uric acid level. And at that time, we will determine whether or not to initiate therapy with to initiate treatment with either allopurinol or Uloric if the uric acid level does not improve, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is under control. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, left breast cancer status post lumpectomy and radiation therapy. Next line, insomnia on lorazepam. Next line, coronary artery disease. She follows with Dr. Barnasa. According to her recent echocardiogram dated 11/4/22, she has an EF of 55% to 60%. She also has valvular disease with mild mitral stenosis, moderate to severe mitral regurgitation, severe tricuspid regurgitation, and right atrium dilation, as well as mild pulmonary hypertension with RVSB of 44, period. She has an upcoming appointment with Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A, on December 1st for further evaluation, period. Next line, patient reports visual changes. And has a history of macular degeneration. She was recently seen by her ophthalmologist and was given 2 sets of glasses for near and far vision. Period. She denies any initiation of injections of in the eyes. Period. Next line. She does have metabolic acidosis with high anion gap of 16. However, her CO2 and serum potassium are within normal limits. This is likely related to the CKD. We will continue to monitor for now. She is asymptomatic. Next line. She has an upcoming appointment with her PCP, Dr. Medensi. We will provide this visit's notes through the PCP. Next time, we will reevaluate this case in 2 to 3 weeks for the uric acid review. And